This week's mailbag comes to us from Lori. I always have a million things going through my head to remember. Where do I put that until I can get to it without having to repeat it in my mind over and over so I don't forget? The Sunday basket. Where do I put that piece of paper or receipt that I may or may not need until I figure out if I do need it? The Sunday basket. Where do I put that paper that I need to take care of but not right this minute? You got it. The Sunday basket. Over and over, it helps me stay sane and rest assured that I'm not going to miss anything.
Do you have an Organized 365 success story? If so, we would love to hear about it. Please send us an email at customerservice@organized365 and tell us how you have taken back your home, your paper, and your life with Organized 365.
Welcome to the Organized 365 podcast. I'm your host, professional organizer, productivity expert, and motivational speaker, Lisa Woodruff. This podcast will help you embrace progress over perfection and create lasting functional organizing in your home. I have so much to share with you, so let's get started. In the spring of 2017, I started to realize that Organized 365 was becoming bigger than me, bigger than a blog and a starting podcast and an in-home professional organization company. I realized that I needed to build a team in order to see my vision materialize. And at that time, my vision was that one day there would be a new line of products that would help you organize your home and your paper that didn't even exist yet. It would be the Sunday basket. I hadn't even created the prototype yet. It would be the 100-day program. I was selling that as a course that you could only sign up for 3 times a year. And it would help you organize the rest of your house, which I hadn't even figured out yet was going to be the binders that would ditch your filing cabinet. I knew that I needed a team. I knew that all the ideas were still in my head, and the only way to get them out into reality was I needed people to listen and who kind of knew where I was going to help, that I could bounce my ideas off of and actually create this next iteration of Organized 365. I didn't know how it would happen. I had no idea it would involve warehouses and physical products and all of these things, but I knew how it would culminate. I knew what the end would be and when I knew I was done with this phase. And I knew it would culminate in the publication of a book, a traditionally published book with a New York Times publisher. There were things that I did in 2017 that did not seem normal. I knew they were the right step to make, but no one else would have thought that they were normal steps to take at that point in my business. I decided to incorporate our company and change it from an LLC to a C Corp because I knew I was going to be hiring a lot of people and I wanted employees under a corporation. I met with 2 different patent attorneys in order to patent the Sunday basket, which I hadn't even manufactured yet. I flew down to Texas to meet with the manufacturer that created our first Sunday basket, and I invested $10,000 to go to New York for a weekend for Farnoosh Torabi's Book to Brand, where I would meet all of the who's in New York, including publishers and book agents and all of these people that could help me get a future published book. I did not have the book written. I had published 2 of my own self-published books, but I had not published a book for a traditional publisher. I went that weekend, and on the airplane on the way to New York, I wrote out the mission, vision, and values of Organized 365, which I'm about to read to you, which I have only made 2 minor tweaks to now that I've redone them this year. I got to New York. I did meet the person who is now my book agent, and I did meet the person who ended up being the publisher of the paper solution this August. I had been so crystal clear on this is what I wanted Organized 365 to do for so long that when I hired the team and we created the products and then we did the website, we kept going, we got the book deal, then we wrote the book, and then we published the book, that this year, as we went into 2020, I thought to myself, Lisa, you're about to check every single thing off of that list that you made back in 2017 of what you set out to accomplish in 3 years. Your 3-year vivid vision of what Organize 365 would look like is so much more technicolor, is so much bigger, and has so much more impact than I ever imagined. But all of the practical, actionable to-dos of a certification program and a physical Sunday basket and a warehouse, all of those things had happened. And here we were in the spring of 2020 in a pandemic in a company that is still growing. And I thought to myself, what's next? Like, what's my next big vivid vision? Where is Organize 365 going to be 3 years from now? What does that look like? How can I paint it in as big of a picture as I can for the team to know where we're going? Because all of those people who signed up to be hired in 2017 for 5 hours or 7 hours or whatever it was a week, they knew what we were going for. They knew that we had to create the Sunday basket, the binders, the workboxes, the website. They knew all of the things that need to be fixed and optimized and to create a much better customer journey. And we're not all the way there, but we're 90% of the way there. I mean, the Organize 365 customer journey is completely dialed in. We go above and beyond for everything for our customers. We produce multiple podcast episodes every week. Like, we have so much content and so much going out there. What could be bigger than this? And somebody said this summer, they said, oh, you're almost to episode 365. I bet that is going to be an epic episode. And I thought, oh my gosh, I never thought about that. I was like, I never thought about that being an epic episode. And all summer, I was thinking about what is the next iteration of Organize 365? Where are we going? What is our vivid vision? So Cameron Harold has a book called Vivid Vision, and it's about explaining in such detail the next 3 years of your company that your audience and your employees can literally see it happen before their eyes. And when you write it out the way that I have, we actually will start highlighting things as they happen, and you literally will be able to see materialize this vision before your eyes. It took me 10 weeks to figure out what the next iteration of Organize 365 is going to be. And when I presented this to my company about 6 weeks ago, everybody was just staring at me. And I was like, well, is there any feedback? And they said, how do you do that? How do you vision things like that? And I said, well, do you think we're going to do it? And they all went, oh, we're definitely going to do it. But how do you figure out where we're going? And so I'm going to share with you what I shared with the team about where Organize 365 is going in the next 3 years. And I'm going to start by giving you our mission, vision, and values, which I told you have not changed very much since that airplane ride to New York in 2017. The Organize 365 mission is to help busy women in all phases of life learn the skill of home and paper organization in 1 year with functional organizing systems that work, freeing them to pursue their passions and gifting the world with their unique God-given talent. That's you. So this is the same mission I had in 2017, except for that second sentence. We just added that on this year. Freeing them to pursue their passions and gifting the world with their unique God-given talent. That has always been my goal in helping in-home organization as a teacher in whatever I do. I want to free you from the mundane that anybody can do because I know that you are uniquely gifted and created to do something special, and I want to see what that is. And I think for a lot of us, our households and the responsibilities and the obligations that we put on ourselves that no one else even put on us are holding us back from our gifting, because that's scary. When you have to step out into who you are as a unique being, that is risky. But I want to give you enough time so that you have to wrestle with that so that you take that step. Now, this has not changed at all in the last 3 years, but some of it hasn't manifested yet. The Organize 365 vision is that through research, targeted surveys, and data analyzation, Organize 365 will bring to light the organizational needs of the homeowner to shape and develop the discussion about the stuff in American homes through podcast conversations and book thought leadership. As the trusted leader in home and paper organization, Organize 365 will be the go-to resource for busy women, future professional organizers, home organizational brands, and the media. Organize 365 will help the homeowner finally get organized with home and paper organization courses and products that combine teaching and application of practical organization principles. When I read that, I'm like, wow, 3 years ago, I really had a vision for where I wanted to be. And to be honest, most of that vision has not happened yet. Figuring out how to get you organized, that last paragraph, that part I've done. But that first part, that is what we're really going to tackle in the next 3 years. The research, targeted surveys, and data analyzation that makes us the go-to expert in American homes, that is what we're going to press into next. Now, Organize 365 has five values. We used to have four. We just added on a fifth one. I want to share each of those values and what each of them means to us. The first one is the power of positivity. Our words, mindset, and actions shape our reality. Organize 365 uses empowering words to shape personal change. That's why we're always talking about grace and done is better than perfect and being a woman of excellence. How we frame things and what we say really changes our mindset and then changes everything around us. Number two is building community. In community, everyone can learn to be organized. Action is easier and happens exponentially. Organize 365 believes organization is a learnable skill. You know this. I am your teacher. I want to teach you how to get organized. The certified organizers can help tutor you along the way. At the Embrace Conference, we'll come together in community and celebrate how far we've come. Number three, life in abundance. Resources are not limited. They are limitless. Through collaboration, Organize 365 connects the right people and resources for maximum benefit and sustainability. That's how Organize 365 has grown, from ideas that you share with us and we share with you, and we keep learning and growing through this abundance mentality, this idea that everything is happening for you and not to you. Number four is transformational freedom. As you let go of one thing, you're open to receiving the next. We strive to unlock your life's purpose through the process of decluttering and organizing and increase productivity. You can't get what's next if you don't make room for it. So you have to declutter the past in order to be ready to go into the future. And our newest value is proactive anticipation. By focusing on the female head of household, we can anticipate what she will desire, like we are reading her mind. Being proactive and others focused creates a feeling of being seen, heard, and understood both in our community and in our headquarters. This is taking your Sunday basket and planning out your week, using Planning Day to plan out your goals in your business or in your home, and anticipating the upcoming life events that we do through the holiday blitz and the back to school blitz and the adult spring break. All of these things are designed to proactively anticipate what you will need next. So in Cameron Harold's book, The Vivid Vision, he has you create a picture, almost like a story, where you are literally standing in Organize 365 in 2023, and all of this has happened in the last 3 years. So that is how I wrote this next part. The three-year picture for Organize 365 may be completed in 2.5 or 3.5 years. We'll know that this picture is complete when our internal systems are running smoothly, books and research studies are being produced on a regular basis, and our core products are 110% optimized in marketing, deliverability, fulfillment, and sound bites. The next phase of the business will take this foundation and partner with other businesses, co-branded products, and increased visibility, like a media tour, TV show, magazine, or radio show. I do not know how or what this will look like, but the marked difference will be the shift from Organize 365 internally as a standalone unit to Organize 365 as a partner with other outside entities. We have 3 years to get our systems as optimized as possible for what is next. So basically, we're already pretty organized over here at Organize 365, but we have a few more things that we want to tweak and get right, and then we are looking for Who are we going to partner with? Are we going to have a Netflix TV show? Are we going to start a syndicated radio show? Are we going to have a product line somewhere? We're not sure. We're open to whatever possibilities come our way. We're just making sure that internally we're ready for whatever that is when the opportunity presents itself. So, what will the Organize 365 team look like? All of our internal roles and positions will be fulfilled by 25 to 30 full-time employees and the original Organize 365 contractors here in Cincinnati, Ohio. A team of 10 to 16 in Cincinnati will handle the day-to-day operations for shipping and warehouse duties with staggered shifts 6 days a week. The customer service team of 6 to 8 will have a customized system to rotate and respond to customers 7 days a week during service hours. Our leadership team will consist of all full-time team members and established departments in marketing and content, IT and systems, customer service, Cincinnati operations, HR, and finance. Lisa will be a full-time CEO on visionary roles, and most of my time will be spent as the face of the brand, doing podcasts, YouTube, speaking, meetings, media, research, networking, speaking, and traveling. I have a whole list of all of the different Organize 365 systems that we'll have and what our warehouse will look like. But what I want to talk to you about is what you will see on the outside. And that is, we are really stepping into that first part of the vision that I shared with you earlier in our mission, vision, and values. Let me read that to you one more time. It says, through research, targeted surveys, and data analyzation, Organize 365 will bring to light the organizational needs of the homeowner to shape and develop the discussion about the stuff in American homes through podcast conversations and book thought leadership. This is the piece that obviously I've wanted to do for over 3 years, because I wrote that 3 years ago, but I didn't have the financial backing or the confidence to step into. And I've just kind of realized that I may never have the financial backing and the confidence to step into it, but somebody needs to do it, so I'm going to do it. And what this is going to look like is, we're partnering with a research company. We've already partnered with them, and we are going to start in January doing our own research studies. And when I say research study, I mean like full out, third party, all the legal mumbo jumbo that you need to have a real research study with 1,500 participants, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And we are not going to do just one research study. We are going to become the go-to resource for what is happening in the American home. Our research study is going, the first one is going to look at men and women, what is happening inside of the home as far as organization. Our second one is specifically going to look at, how do women with ADHD, how does that impact you inside of the home? I already know it does. I want to have the research to back that up. Then we're going to start studying how home and working from home impacts home organization. These are all studies that, wouldn't you love to read the results of them, or at least have somebody tell you the cliff note of what is happening at home? Anecdotally, I know, but in order to move forward as a thought leader and be a media resource and to really make true change for more than just those of you that are listening to the podcast, we need to bring to light what are the common challenges that are happening inside of the home and how can we solve some of those. And then I also want to start producing a book a year. So I actually have the next 3 titles of the books that will be coming out, 1 per year. And the research from these research studies and the new books will launch at our Embrace Conference. And our Embrace Conference will be held live and digitally, since now I know we can do that. And in our Vivid Vision, we have that doubling and selling out every single year. This plan is so motivating for our team. When I told our team a couple of months ago that we were not going to be creating any more physical products, they couldn't see how we would still need to be doing work inside of Organize 365 if you didn't have like a physical product to bring to market. Or if you weren't pushing people to buy a new product, how would we sustain sales inside of the company? And I've always set Organize 365 up as a company that you come to, you get the transformation, and you leave, and you go out and you do what you were uniquely created to do, which I've mentioned many times is not how most businesses are set up. Like, if I I stay a subscriber of Netflix because I still want to be able to do Netflix. And most businesses are set up in some kind of a subscription or a replenishment where you need to keep going back to that company and buy more things. And that's not how Organize 365 is set up. We're really set up as an education and transformational company. You come, you get transformed, you get the education that you need, and you move off into the next thing that you are uniquely created to do. What we want to do in the next 3 years is to figure out what are the common struggles that American head of households are facing in getting their houses organized. How does ADHD impact that? What is the difference between men and women? What about working from home? How do all of those things impact how you use your home? Create books about those and then do thought leadership. And I mentioned to you in the podcast last Friday that part of that building community and being a media resource and impacting is having a, I need a name for it, you guys, some kind of a tour that will happen after Embrace for July and quarter three. I want to be able to get out there and hug you and see you and meet you and be on your local news station and go out and speak to your organization virtually or in person and really raise the discussion of how we treat our home as a business. If we really put our effort into our home like you do any other goal that you have, that you really truly can learn the skill of getting organized, reduce the amount of hours it takes to declutter, organize, and maintain your house, and have it be much more of a haven that does not talk back to you so that you could get out there and do what you're uniquely created to do. So I hope you are excited about what's coming next in Organize 365. We are so excited to be serving and partnering with you. If after hearing that mission, vision, and values, and that 3-year vivid vision, you have some ideas you want to share with me, email me, lisa@organize365.com. I would love to hear them. You guys, have a blessed day.